answer like this. Chayevat elitim loy. No, not that the Bezdin said, same Tamla, Bezdin didn't say, go and give it to him. Bezdin just said, you have a chiv to pay. So therefore, it's not called the Geneva was Posak. Therefore, Tzofach HaMachem Shem Toshim Avod HaMisha. My timer, Kivun Dloy Posak Lemilsa, Bezdin didn't say, but after you have to give it back to him. They just said, you have a chiv. Chayevat elitim loy. But it's not called, they said directly, same Tain loy. Therefore, the Geneva is not finished yet. Akati Ganefu. You're still a Ganef. So Lotzricha the Armalay Chayavatalitlay Nichnami. The only said, not they said say Tainlay, but the only said Chayavatalitlay. So therefore, careful you have to pay. Because Bezdin gave the psak upon you before the owner was Makdashit. But then later when the owner was Makdashit, that's why you put it from the Alvahay. But if you wouldn't have been Makdashit later, and you would go ahead and make a Tficha Mechira, you would be Chayav the Alvahay. Because Bezdin did not say Tsein Tainlay, Bezdin only said Chayavatalitlay. Mashma's lashon of chayvatalitin loy, Rashi says, Hatayi says, mashma the chayvatalitin loy, loy havi gemadin, at shiyom loy, say tain loy. Mashma, it's not cool, the gemad didn't finish yet. Bezin has to say, say tain loy. That's the last words of Bezin, then we finish this maisa geneva. But before Bezin says the last words, go and give it to him. Bezin just says, you're chayv to give it to him, that's not cool, the gemad didn't, it's not cool, the geneva's finished yet. So therefore, but Bezin gave a chiv, you have to pay kefil. But therefore, if your Bailam was not Makdashit, you're still a Ganef, you would have to pay Dalad Vahey. The only reason why you put him is because the Bailam was Makdashit, therefore the Tzvicha is not on his own. Sure. Stop here. You were holding down Samach Tesomer Aleph at the top. Mora says Gufa. Before we learned, Omer Rabbi Yechanan said, that gozal v'loy nisiyari shuha bailim, if somebody stole something from the owner, and gozal, and the bailim was not miyayish yet, v'loy nisiyari shuha bailim, so when the gozlan has it now, let's say he stole the shore. So the locher is shneyem einim yechodom lahakdish. Both of them, not the owner and not the gozlan, could make this shore hegdish now. Why not? The gazlan can't do it because it doesn't belong to him. It's not his. The owner was not miyayish yet. Since the owner was not miyayish, therefore it still belongs to the owner. So the gazlan does not have it yet. It's not shaloi. Therefore the gazlan cannot be miyayish. V'zeh lefi sheinu b'rishusosh. Now the bailim cannot be makdashit because it's not rishus of the bailim. It's not his rishus. So since the gazlan took it already, it's out of the possession of the bailim. Like we always said, there's two things in the chayfetz. There's the shiloi, who really owns it, who's the bailim, but it has to also be brishusoi in your possession to use it. If a gazlan took it away from you, so it's in the gazlan's possession, but it doesn't belong to him, and it's not in the possession of the owner, therefore neither of them could be makdashit. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now the Gemara asks the question, Omi Omer Rabbi Yechanan Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan said like this? I vi Omer Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Halacha k'stam Mishnah. The halacha is like a stam Mishnah. Utanan, we learned the stam Mishnah like this. We learned the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni that says, Kerem Ravai, Hoyu Mitzayonim Moisoi, Bekezuz Yis Adoma. If you have a Kerem, a vineyard, Ravai the fourth year. Now the fourth year that it gives, the fourth year that's growing, the halacha is the parents are mutatit, but only if either you bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim, or else if you poider it, it has the same halacha like Maaseh Sheni. You could only eat it in Yerushalayim, or else you have to be poider it into money. So Kerem Ravai, you're not allowed to eat unless you poider it first. So what did they used to do? They would put there like big clots of dirt on near the Kerem Ravai. Why? Simno ki adom, it's a sign like the ground. Ma adom ika hanomine, just like the ground. You could have enjoyment from it. If you plow it and you plant it, you work with it, your things grow. So af hainami, the same thing, this net kerem ravai, the fourth year of the ravai, of the kerem, is kimifrika shorin lesanu yamino. If you go and be poiter it, you give money and put the kedusha of the kerem ravai onto the money, then you're allowed to use the Paris. What about Vishal Orla? Let's say you have the vineyard the first 3 years. So the Paris that grows then is Orla. Then they used to put near it Becharsis, like an earthly, broken earthly, an earthly kli. Why Simna Kicharsis, like a sign, just like a broken earthly kli. that mar charsis shein hanomino, you have no use for it anymore. You can't do anything with it. A broken pottery, just throw away. Is af hai to les behanomine. The same thing is a sign here for a sodah shel orlo that you have no enjoyment from it. The les behanomine, it's also bano, you can't have enjoyment from it. What about b'shel kivrois? Let's say there was a Besak forest there, a place that you had mason buried there. So then b'sid, then they used to pour lime over it. Why? It's a simn, it's a sign, t'chiyura katzomis, like white, like bones. In other words, that there are bones there, there are mason there. Be careful, if you're tor, or if you have truma, don't go near this. Now, umamche, they used to also, pour mamche means put it into water. The lime, they used to dilute the wine, the lime with water. They would mamche, put the sid with water. The shayfach, and throw it there. That would even make it wider. In other words, we wanted to make it as wide as possible. That should be the sign for the people that pass by here that this is a basic verse. Now, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he said that when are we worried about if this soda is a soda shel kerem revai or shel orlo, that we have to make a sign. In other words, that the people passing by here, if they take some tidit, we don't want them to be over in Issa. When do we worry about them? B'shrius. Only if the year is Shrius, the seventh year. Then, the hefkeninu. Really, the field is hefker on Shrius. Really, whoever wants to has a right to come to the field and eat the fruits. So therefore, we have to be afraid that maybe somebody will think he's allowed to eat these fruits. So we have to tell them, be careful, it's Kerem Ravai, it's Orla. We have to be careful because they're not doing an Issa by taking it. That they're not over the Issa Gezel on Shrius. On Shvius is Hefka, whoever wants it, they can come and take it. Avo b'shar shenei shavua, but the rest of the years, not of Shemitah year, then there's no purpose to put a sign up that people should know this field is Orla, this field is Kerem Ravai. You know why? Because haliteyu l'rosh v'yamus, adarabba, fill up, stuff up the rush and let him die. In other words, who gives you permission to take my field? What do I care to know that the people passing by, they should know it's Orla? Who gave you permission to take it? If you're Russian, steal it, so adarabba, have another issa also. Sasav Shimon ben Gamliel svara that you only have to put a sign up on Shvius and not on the other years. However, the Hatzenuyim, the Chasidim, people that were Anshei Maisa did lefnei Meshuras Adin, the Hatzenuyim, Maniche Nes Hamoyis, even though it was a regular Kerem Ravai, that year was not Shemitah. So they were still afraid that maybe some past buyers would take some of the fruits. Ayin Gezel, some were still afraid. So we don't want them to be over a second issa of Orla, or here called Kerem Ravai. So what of Kerem Ravai the main problem was? So Vatznuyim on Kerem Ravai in the fourth years of produce, Manicha Nesamoyis, they would put down money. The Omerim, and they would say, Kol Hanilkat Mizeh Mechulul Al Hamoyis Halolu. Now, Pashtun means they put down the money at night time, and they said, whoever took from the fruits today, whoever took some of this Kerem Ravai, I want this money now to help that it should be poida. The Kedusha of those Peris should go off the Peris and go on to the money. That's what he did. So the question is, how is this good? Who has the Peris now? The Ganovim. The Ganovim have the Peris. And so how does it help you to set aside the money now? To be poida the money, it's not in your Rishus. The Chodesh should be a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Here it's a Stam Mishnah that you have a right to be poida the Kerem Ravai. Why? Because it belongs to you, it's Shalai, even though it's not in your Rishus. We're talking about somebody passed by throughout the day and took some of this Kerem Ravai. So he's like a ganef. He has not your Kerem Ravai. Still, the Mishnah says you're allowed to put down money, your money, and say, wherever that Kerem Ravai is, it should be mechulul on this money. So you're being poiderit. So in order to be poiderit, take off the Kedusha is the same thing as putting Kedusha on it. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, that you say, you can't be makdish, adav sheinu b'rishusai, you should not be able to be poiderit something that's not in your rishus. And here it's a stam mishnah, not like that. Here it's a stam mishnah that Tznuyim said you're allowed to put down money at night to be poiderit the Kerem Ravai that people stole throughout the day, even though now at nighttime it's not in your rishus anymore. So it's a stam mishnah that you could be makdish something that's not in your rishus. So Alkem Rabbi Yechanan said that the Bailam cannot be makdish hishor if a ganav stole it, if it was stolen already. So it's a stira. Like Rashi says, Alma afagav the lesser brishusay meforak v'toifus pidyanoi. Still, you have right to be poiderit. So, how does Rabbi Yechon say you can't do it here? It's a stam mishnah. You could do it. So, Gemara says, v'chitayim. Maybe you'll tell me, mantan etzenuyin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. No, it's not a stam mishnah. Maybe it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He's the one that's saying shat in the etzenuyin. Drashi lav stamhu. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel misayin v'yozle lemilsei. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the one that said you don't have to do it, he was the one that said, but Tzenuyim, like Anshei Chassidus, they did it. So maybe it's not a Stam Mishnah, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So it's not a Kashua where Rabbi Yechonin says the opposite of him. So Gemara says, no. Ivo Omar Rabba Bar Bachona Omar Rabbi Yechonin himself said that Kol Mokom Sheshon Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'Mishnah Seinu, any Mishnah that we have, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's memra, his halachom, you should know, halacha kemoisoi, we paskin like a Shimon ben Gamliel. Chutz only excluding three places. Orev, that's a shayla gemara get poshered. Vetzidon, Rashi's mishachsu, it's another shayla there. V'rayach reina. And the second machlokes in the gemara Sanhedrin about a raya. Only these three places we don't paskin like a Shimon ben Gamliel. But all other places, like this mishnah nearby the Tzluyim, also we should paskin like a Shimon ben Gamliel. If so, if that's what Rabbi Yechonin said, and here it says that you could be mechal something that's not in your rishus, so you see you could be makdish something that's not in your rishus. So how could Rabbi Yechonin say the Bailam cannot be makdish something that was stolen from him? So Gemara says like this: Amri, don't say pshat in the Tzenuyim was Amri loite mekol hanilkat mizeh. Don't say that they came back at night time after the person took away the Kerem Ravai, and then they wanted to be mechal their money. The Kedusha of the Pidyon, they wanted to make a Pidyon then at night time. No, that would be too late. It's not in your Rishus anymore. El Eimer rather said like this, Kol HaMislakeit Mizeh. They put it down early in the morning when the fruits, when the Kerem Ravai was still by them. And they said like this, whoever's going to take Peres today, the money that we put down right now should be paid with Lamafreya. So in other words, it's like the Tolian Brera come out. They put the money down in the morning, as if to say, and right now it's in their possession. But they didn't want to be paid to all the Kerem Ravai. They only said that if anybody throughout the day will take some Kerem Ravai, we want the money that we put down in the morning to be paid for that Kerem Ravai. So it's not a question of it's not in your Rishus. The pidyon takes place right now when you put it down, everything is still in your Rishus. That's why it's good. It's only Tolian Brera that we say whichever piece they take later, it's Ufra Dovra, that was Chal right now when you put down your money. So Mor says, no, Umi Yomer Rabbi Yechonin Hochi, if that's Pshat here, does Rabbi Yechonin say like this? Ivo Omer Rabbi Yechonin himself said that Tzenuyin, this Mishnah talks about the Tzenuyin, that they put down the money to be paid to the Kerem Ravai for Rabbi Daisa, and Rabbi Daisa Shita is Omru Dovra Echod, they both said one halacha. Now let's see what Rabbi Daisi said to see if it goes together with the Tzenuyim, the way we want to learn it. For Rabbi Daisi learned Nilkat Kamer. He learned Klor that at night time somebody put down money and Nilka what was taken already. So Rabbi Yechonin says that the Tzenuyim and Rabbi Daisi said the same thing. So Pashti is learning the Tzenuyim is also Nilkat, that at night time they put down the money to say whatever was taken throughout the day should be poder on this money. So Chori, you see, it could be Makdish Adavish and Bishusai. Titania will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shachris Balabayis Oimed. In the morning, the Balabas gets up and stands by his field and he says, Kol She Yilkatu Aniyam Hayoim Yehefka. It was a question of Leket. We know the Locher is Leket when you're bundling up your wheat in the fields. So if you drop one or two pieces, the Aniyam have right to take it. If you drop three pieces already, then the Oni cannot take it. Now sometimes the Aniyam came by and they didn't know the Locher. So even though there were three pieces there, still they went and took it. So the Bala Bas, like, wanted to be a tzaddik, he would get up in the morning. So Yudis says that Shachris in the morning, the Bala Bas would get up and say, Kol Sheyilka to Aniyam Ayam Yayefka. If it comes out that by mistake some of the Aniyam take things that are not really like it, they take like three bundles together, so I'm still maskri it, I'll let them do it. That's what Yudis said. So the Bala did it in the morning. Rabbi Daiso Aymeno, Li Susei Orid, at evening time, Oyma, the Balabas would say, Kol Shaloka to Aniyim, Yehefka. Any of extra leket that Aniyim took today, even though it's not in your Rishus anymore, the Aniyim already took it, you want to be mafkarit. So, also, you see that you can be mafkarit, even though it's not in your Rishus. So I call upon him, you see that if Rabbi Yechonin said that Rabbi Dais and Tznuyim hold the same Shita, so Rabbi Yechonin is learning Pshat and Tznuyim also. That they were there, when they were Mechalol, to be Poida, the Kerem Ravai, it was done at night time after the Ganef already has it. So Chur, you see clearly Rabbi Yechonin holds, you could be Makdish Adav Hashayna B'Shusay. So how can our Rabbi Yechonin say first, you can't? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you no. Epoch, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Daisa. For Rabbi Daisa, Rabbi Yehuda. Change around this last halacha of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Daisa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it in the morning. Really, Rabbi Daisa says that way. So then it's very good. That both the Tznuyim and Rabbi Daisa are both saying you're doing something in the morning when it's still in your Rishus. So then all the Rabbi Yechonins are good. We talk a paskin, you can only two have dinim, something that's still in your possession. So therefore, if a guy have stole it already, you can't be makdish it anymore. It's not in your possession. Who was in here? The Bailam could only be poider it when it's still in his possession in the morning. Or else you can be makdish it only when it's in your possession. So other Rabbi, change around Rabbi Daisa to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mer says, no, Amai, who told you that? Amai, Yefachto, Mas Nisan, who told you to change around the Mishnah, this Bryce here, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Daisa, Afkhan Rabbi Yechonon, why don't you change around Rabbi Yechonon's member better? And say like this, that V'yema Tsinuyin, Rabbi Yehuda, Amrudav Rechot. Only said that what Rabbi Yechonon meant to say was that the Tsinuyim and Rabbi Yehuda hold about the same Shita. Then it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly here that the Baal HaBos has to get up early in the morning and be mafker all the leket that the Neim will take today. So Rabbi Yehuda says clearly you're doing something in the morning when it's still in your possession. So then Rabbi Dais also means the same thing. So that the Tznuyim was what? Was in the morning. So therefore there wouldn't be any stira then. So Mele Rabbi Yechon is always good that if it's not in your Rishus, you can't make Kinyonim or make a pidyon. It's only something that's still in your Rishus. So Gemara says no. Amri, I'll tell you, loy sagid loy mahafta mahafachas masnisa. We have to change around this brisa, because something's wrong with the brisa. To beho masnisa and katoni, yisla Rabbi Yehuda Breira. Because according to this brisa, the way we have it right now, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that the Baal HaBos gets up early in the morning. And he says that any one of this leket, that three of them fell down. So the Neim really can't take it. But if they take it throughout the day, I want to be mafker it. So which one are you mafka? We don't know right now. Just later on in the daytime, with the Neim take it, then we say Breira, Huvra Hadavul Amafreya, as if to say this is the one he went in the morning to be mafka. Even though right now in the morning, we do not know which leket he wants to be mafka. It's only later on in the daytime, when the Oni comes and takes it, we say then, that's the one he meant in the morning to be mafka. That's called Breira. Later we see clearly what you meant, that we take back as if you meant that right now. So the way we have the girsa here, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, Yesh Breira, that you could be mafker it now, like on a condition, we'll have to see, whichever one later on, the Aniyim will take. Now that's not true, because V'shamina lel Rabbi Yehuda b'yalma to leslay Breira. I'll bring in that other Mishnah in, that we have clearly Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira. If you know, if you first find out something later, that does not help, as if we knew about it before. So that's why anyway we have to change around this brisa to say that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said it at night time, and Rabbi Dais is the one that said it in the morning. Because if Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said it in the morning, so then Rabbi Yehuda has to hold from Breira, and I'll soon bring you proof that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira. The Tanam, because we learned like this. We learned